Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. I'm Joanne Barton. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I hope you guys got to hang out with me yesterday. We had David Payton on from Pilot. We had such a good time, and we listened to some great songs, and I can't wait to close with it tonight. I'm going to close with Magic again. So, David, thank you again. New album coming out very, very soon. Hopefully he comes back, and we play two new songs from the new album, Communication and Heartbeat. So the new album is called Communication, and look for it soon at davidpayton.com and pilot-magic, I think it is, or vice versa. Anyway, go to davidpayton.com. All right. So we got tonight, we're going to have a good time. We've got comedian, author, relationship coach, actress, writer, producer. I mean, Grace, what don't you do? My goodness, here I'm telling you I'm crazy, and you, oh my goodness. Without further ado, Grace Fraga, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me on Applause Radio Show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, John. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. I love your show.
Thank you. Well, now, with everything that you've got going on, you just heard my bitch fest. I mean, wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
You're so funny.
Unbelievable. Where do you find the time to do all this, my friend?
You know what? I don't know. I think that my planner, you know, just having a planner and managing my time and my energy is helps a lot. I write everything down. I have an electronic calendar too, but I write, like, I have my appointment book and I write in pencil. So I erase, you know, when there's changes, and like very old school. But it really helps me organize my day, and I always make sure I have time for a nap, or, you know, to rest, or to go to the beach, because I live in LA. You know, I just drive to the beach, and I'm there for like an hour and just chill. I think it's all about time management. Honest.
Wait a minute. How are you getting a nap in there too? Jesus, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Oh my God! Do you have a full time job or no? It's basically everything you do is when you make it happen around you.
Exactly. Well, I work for myself, so I do a bunch of different things. It's almost like, okay, so I have a business degree, I have an MBA, from Loyola University in New Orleans, and what I learned there after like whatever $50,000 tuition. Was that the best thing in life is to have portfolios.
Right.
So you diversify. And so I diversify everything I do, and that's part of the time management. So, you know, part of what I do is relationship coaching, and I'm, you know, I do a lot of lives on social, my socials on YouTube, on TikTok, and you know, I do all of that, and I also have, you know, I tutor kids for Spanish and adults, and I also teach swimming during the season, which I love. I used to be a competitive swimmer, and I love swimming. So to me, that's not even work because I get to be in people's pools, you know, in private pools, in beautiful homes. You know what I mean? And just teaching kids how to swim, and it's fabulous. So I think the trick also is to do things that you really love doing.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth. You're doing things you love, so it's not exhausting.
Yes.
It's enjoyable. So.
Yes, and I'm kind of looking forward to, like, okay, what do I have to do the rest of the day? And but it's definitely time management and energy management is very, very important.
That's one thing I don't have either. No energy. I've got no energy from everything I'm doing the rest of the time. You're from Argentina, right?
Yes, I'm from Argentina. I was born in Buenos Aires, and I lived there. Went to college there. Also, I have 3 college degrees. 2 of them from the University of Buenos Aires, and I came here. I married somebody. We're still friends, but divorced, of course. And I didn't know if I was going to stay or go back, you know, after my divorce. But yeah, I stayed and I love it here, even though it's a mess right now.
I know. So
it's
when
a hot
you
mess. Yeah.
When you came over, were you already an actress, comedian, or no? You took all that on here when you got to the United States?
Yeah, I took all of that on here. I had a couple of degrees in art history, and so when I came here, I went to college and got my MBA because I felt like art history was not very practical. And I actually paid for my own college, believe it or not. I was working and swimming competitively as a master swimmer and going to college, yes, part-time going to college because I was not able to full-time, just too much. And then I opened an art gallery and had it for quite a while. And then I moved to L.A. because I started doing stand-up in New Orleans and acting also. And I kind of got hooked and I was like, okay, time to change careers. You know, it's still in the arts. So I've always been in the arts and teaching. You know, teaching. I love teaching. So those are my things, arts and teaching.
Nice. So what did you do first, the comedy or the relationship? I mean, what do you love most out of everything you do? I mean, I know you love everything, but what is your go-to when that you would really say, I'm more of a comedian or I'm more of an author or more of a producer or more of a relationship? I know you're everything, but what is your passion? Which one is your passion?
It's so tough to choose.
I know,
something.
There's all of them. I know. That's why I said it's a stupid question. I hate asking people what your favorite.
No, I really do. No, it's not a stupid question because I'm thinking, my main thing is kick butt and have fun. That's my goal, right?
Yeah.
And I'm all about the fun. So I would rate them in order of fun, which would be a little hard, but I think probably anything related to comedy would be fun. And I sprinkle my comedy everywhere and everything I do. So I think that's kind of like probably the focus of everything I do is the comedy. Yeah, I would say that. And I love performing and writing and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, anything comedy, I love.
Well, you were inducted to the Hollywood Comedy Hall of Fame in 2020, so congratulations on that. So obviously comedy is something really exudes out of you that you won the award. So I agree. It's better to be funny and happy and laughing than crying, right? So
yes.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can be miserable throughout life, we can have fun. And early on when I was 12, I had a health thing going. We're not going to get into it. But I had a health thing going, and I was very young. And I was miserable for like 2 years because they didn't know what I had, and it was like a mystery. And then they finally found out, and I was like, you know what? And I was 16 when they found out, so it took a minute.
Wow, 4 years.
I mean, I was, like the treatment for it. They found out when I was like 14, but then 16, you know, we finally found a treatment for it.
Two years. My apologies.
2 years.
I can't even add.
Yeah. So 2 years to get 2 years to get diagnosed, and then 2 years to start treatment. And so when, you know, at 16, I was like, you know what? I was miserable for most of my teenage years because of
that's
this stupid
shame.
Thing.
No, that's a shame,
yeah,
especially at that time,
so,
too.
Exactly.
Well,
I was
you're
like,
supposed to be
I
happy.
Know, it's a miserable. Yes. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to allow that to happen in my life ever again. Mm. And I, you know, to the best of my ability, because, of course, you know, we do go through sadness and anger, all the human emotions, and it's normal to do so. But I always flip it, and I think that's where comedy comes into play, where I flip the emotion of sadness. I'm like, okay, well, I know, you know, I need to let the sadness flow, but I know there's a joke in here.
Right,
and
right.
I love it, you know?
Right.
So,
always
yeah,
look
so,
on the bright side of life.
Yep. But not be like goofy happy, you know, like I cry. Believe me, I'm a crier.
Yeah.
Are you a crier?
I wish I could cry. I would love a good cry. Maybe that would make me feel better.
it's so good. I love crying. I'm a big you cry baby, yes.
No, I probably need to cry more. I probably do. Believe me, I could. I've got a lot to cry about, but believe me.
No, from what you're telling me for the show, I'm like, wow, 3 minutes, and it's like the whole, yeah.
Oh, I
definitely.
Know. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you would definitely love crying. Yeah, it's so good. I don't know how you can trigger it, but
yeah,
I cry very easily.
No, I try to be positive, upbeat, and I'm always the strong one, and that's not good. That's not good either. That's not good for you, you know, being the strong one, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, you can be strong and vulnerable at the same time. So sometimes people, yes, they qualify you know, you're strong, and like, especially when I went through my cancer healing journey, it was like, oh, you're strong, you can do it. And it's like, you know what? I'm strong, but sometimes I'm not that strong. And I need, yeah. So I think a lot of people like put us in and like, you're the strong person, but we have to let them know, you know, hey, I'm not strong all the time. So please stop like putting that spell on me that I'm the strong one, because I'm human, and I'm strong sometimes, and sometimes I'm not strong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like maybe just, you know, make yourself a little bit more vulnerable. You do. You're vulnerable. You are very vulnerable, because you're you know, telling me, like, the first 3 minutes, you were telling me about all the things that went wrong. So you are, but I guess you can't
and
cry.
And that was just one day. That was just one day, Grace. That was just one day.
That is crazy. I know. That is just one day. I can't even imagine. We would be, like, if,
oh,
if
I
this
gave
was
you,
an interrupt.
And I gave you Saturday, too. I gave you the rundown on Saturday, how bad that was, too. So.
No. If I was interviewing you, I'm sure about, like, can I say a bad word?
Absolutely, you can say anything you want.
Okay, good. Well, it's not a bad word, but, you know, it's qualified as bad. But, you know, if I did an interview of you, like, shit happens to me kind of theme, we would be on the phone for, like, weeks, right?
Girl, I could write a book. Are you kidding me? It'd be War and Peace the size of my book. You have no idea. Well, speaking of books, let's talk about your books. When did you sit down and say, I got to write a book? And the topics, it's Love at First X. It's a self-help book. And then Love at First X, the comedy edition. And The Double Life of Grace Fraga. I mean, and I think that's based on a personal story, no?
Yes. So the first one I wrote was Love at First X, the comedy edition, that I took it off circulation. And what I did is I have a character called Bale, and the show I have is called Bale on Love. And she
Bale.
Her name is Bale on Love. So, you know, I lived in the South for a long time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I just have the book as the show through that character. But then the other book, Love at First X, the self-help edition, that's it's a humorous guide to deal with the aftermath of a breakup. So I am a certified relationship coach, so I do help people go through, like with their, just kind of put their love life back on track, whether they're broken up or they're dating or their relationship is in a rut. So, so that's the second book. And I wrote it after I had two breakups in 9 months. Super fun. And then the third one, the third one is The Double Life of Grace, which was the intellectual property for a sitcom that we were pitching. And we did like, we pitched to like 23 networks, production companies and studios.
Yeah.
So it didn't go anywhere, but I have the intellectual property and it's a fun, fun book.
You should do it online now. You can do everything online. Do your own your own pilot or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I've been doing is on my fan site, I read from the book and I'm going to have that available on thestateofgraceshop.com, by the way. That's where I have tons and tons of digital content. It's like having your own Netflix and merchandise store. It's called it's a website, by the way, if anybody has stuff to sell. It's called The Fourth Wall. And you can upload digital products. You can sell T-shirts. You can sell stuff that you already have. It's amazing. So if you go to thestateofgraceshop.com, you will find the book there, the digital content. I have a lot of shows there, characters. Yeah. And so I'm planning to put that particular book in audio format possibly and just have it up there. Yeah.
Great idea.
That's a project. You know, I'm doing 10 million things, so that's not a priority right now.
Well, wait a minute. The Double Life of Grace, tell me about this. It's a personal story, and I think I saw somewhere that you were married, but you were dating at night, and it was okay with your husband. What the hell is that about?
No. Okay, no, it's kind of, but not really. So the thing was...
No, kind of, but really. Yeah, so what is it?
Yeah. How specific is that? Very. Yes, I know. But let me explain.
Yes, you explain it right now. Go ahead and explain that.
I'm explain. Okay, so it's about me coming to the United States. And I married somebody. And then we were not compatible, right? And so we had to live together because of the green card. That's what the story is about.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that that's what I did because, you know, it's kind of like based on my story, but you deter from it because it's half semi-autobiographical and half,
right.
You know, not. So, but we didn't do that. We lasted longer than that, but we barely. So in the book, you know, the main character stay together because he doesn't want to hurt her and get deported, and he doesn't want to get deported because her mom is a pain in the butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to go back to her to go live with mom.
Right.
So, which was kind of true. So, see, there's a lot of truth. Everything in comedy, there's a lot of truth and a lot of deviations from the truth, right?
Yeah.
So he was dating someone, I was dating someone in the book, not in real life. Not in real life. But, you know, it didn't happen that way. But so each one was having their own life and it was complicated, you know, and stuff. And then finally, I'm not going to say the end, but you have to read the book. It's really fun. And it has a lot of experiences that things that happened to me, you know, and then my mom comes to live with us and it's a mess, but.
That sounds like a good sitcom for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So,
God.
But yeah, that's the book. And I put it on one of my fan sites and they seem to enjoy it. So,
Fun. Now you still do the podcast, right? This is the State of Grace, right?
Yes, I have a podcast called The State of Grace, and it's basically people up there in the entertainment industry who have gone through challenges and how they mm-hmm. overcame it.
Yeah.
And it's also an opportunity to talk about, you know, the business, you know, or shows they've been on. And it's live, so people tune in and they comment and they ask my guest questions. And so it's basically the challenges they went through and then how they reached their state of grace, which is the ideal state of being. So
right, right.
It's fascinating to see, like people have so different, such different ideas of what their ideal state of being is. And it's really fascinating to me as a host to, you know, you would think they have like, mine is like joy, peace, that state of joy, peace and happiness and love and, you know, positive energy. And some other people is like completely different.
Right. I know. Well, that's me. I'm always happy, happy, happy. You know, that's me. So I hope I didn't bring you down in that first 3 minutes.
It was just a bad day.
It's just a bad day.
Girl, cancer couldn't bring me down. Nobody can bring me down.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how'd you do with that? I mean, what was that all about? Or you don't want to share that?
No, I share it publicly. Actually, on my TikTok, if people want to follow me on TikTok, Grace Fraga Comedy, I have a lot of cancer stuff. I call it, I have two series, The Cancer Chronicles, and then the one that I'm doing now, I'm on part 5. It's called What My Boyfriend Cancer Taught Me. And it's an abusive boyfriend cancer is, right? So
right.
I have that series. Yeah, I don't mind sharing it at all if it helps
right.
somebody else. That's what I'm all about. You know, it's about,
right.
About touching other people's lives and, you know, they touch my life too. It's all, I think we're all here to love and help each other. And once I realized that personally, that was what I was here for somebody else, it might be different, but it was just, everything just became easier because I keep everything I do under that intention. And my intention is to love and help others and, of course, love and help myself, right?
Right. Yep. And spread the love. Spread the joy.
Spread the love.
We need more
of
that. We need a lot more of that right now. Right now, especially. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So, Grace, when does the podcast come on? And is it YouTube, yeah?
Yes, it's on YouTube. My YouTube is The State of Grace Fraga. If you guys subscribe and send me a screenshot, I will send you a free digital product, my award-winning short, The Tias, with Stephanie Tejada that we created, and it's winning awards left and right on film festivals.
Wow, that's great. Wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tomorrow morning when Grace wakes up, what does her day entail tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I have to look in my appointment book.
Well, after Saturday, I think I need an appointment book too. It's so funny because they said, "Didn't you write it down?" I said, "Yeah, I wrote it down. I thought today was the day."
Oh my God! Listen, we've all done that. I've done it so many times.
I've never done that.
Oh, I've done it.
Never.
You have
never.
A lot on your mind. You have a lot
never.
On your mind and your plate. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah, I said, I'm getting too old for this shit, man. I'm telling you. I can't anymore. It's like draining the brain. But anyway,
totally.
Like you said, you got to be happy, though. You got to, you know, find your happy place, which I try to do all the time. And, you know, we need a lot more of that. And so now, do you perform mostly on the West Coast or no, you tour all over the place?
Well, I do perform mostly on the West Coast. But once or twice a year, I try to go somewhere because I love to travel. I try to headline or even feature for friends, you know, if they take me on the road.
Right.
And like last year, I went to San Diego. I headlined in San Diego, and then I featured for Lisa Alvarado in Phoenix. We did 4 shows, and it was great. So I'm not, I don't care. You know, she almost didn't invite me. She's like, but you headline. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to travel and do stand up and you're cool. So I like you. It's a no brainer for me, you know?
Right. And now your comedy act, it consists of relationships and your whatever's going on.
Thing that goes on in my life. Again, you know, when I go through it, I cry or whatever, but I always write jokes. Like during my cancer journey, which kind of is the most dramatic thing that ever happened to me physically, not emotionally or psychologically, but physically it was really tough because I was stage three. So it was like, I'm a triple threat, right? I did surgery, chemo, and radiation. Yeah, so the whole thing. So what was, see, I have ADHD too. What was, oh, yeah, okay. So I know now the question. I remember.
Now I know why. Now I know you're doing, why you're doing so much. You got ADHD. Me too.
Yes, I do. I do.
I know, me
too. You too. I know. We can do, like, I can do 3-4 things at the same freaking time. I have to really, like, organize myself to focus.
Yeah,
I go from one thing to the other. I take care of things like 3-4 things, and that's why we screw up sometimes because we're like our mind is so divided in different tasks.
I'm all over the place.
You know?
I know. I want to do this. I want to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. This. And then you do 3 things at once, and guess what gets done? Nothing.
Totally. Nothing. Well,
nothing.
That's why. That's exactly. That's why I try to focus my time and my energy because I know I have that. So I really do my best to do that. But answering your question, so yes, I kept, when I was going through cancer, I wrote stuff every day. And not necessarily jokes sometimes. I wrote whatever, you know, was on my mind. Sometimes they came out as a joke or a premise for a joke or, you know, I would text a friend and it would be hilarious because we were making fun of, like, you know, like really serious stuff and just laughing. And so I was like, I'm going to screen shoot these conversations, you know, because there's a lot of material. So it kept me busy writing this stuff down.
You write down what's going on and you make funny out of it. You pull the fun, then the stuff that you can make funny out of it, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's how we create the material, you know, as a comedian. By the way, if you're hearing pouring water, that's because I'm drinking green tea, which is actually a great cancer fighting beverage, by the way. Allegedly. We don't know. I just have, my diet had changed. I went vegan, which I hate saying vegan, but because it has connotations that are silly, but it's whole foods, plant-based. So when I'm bad, it's like party
time. You're eating healthier. You're eating healthier.
Oh, way healthier. Like, it's a transition process, you know, because I was a red meat eater from Argentina.
Yeah.
So it took, But I know that for my particular kind of cancer and for my particular lifestyle and for everything, I feel like that's the best for me. It's not for everybody, but it was the best choice for me, and I'm happy I did.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're feeling better, and it's hopefully over, and you don't have to, all your treatment is over, and you could put that in the filing cabinet.
Girl, I finished March 2022. It's been 2 years since I finished and 3 years since I was diagnosed. So my 5-year anniversary is in 2 years. Yay!
Ring the bell. Yay!
Girl, yes. Yep. No, I'm so happy, and it's, you know, I've been cancer free, and like I said, you know, I take way more care of myself than I did before, and I did take care of myself before, but now it's all about my physical and mental health. That's
right.
If something doesn't bring physical or mental health to my life, not something that's for me.
Right.
That's how I feel right now, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, when you go through a scare like that, your whole life changes because you realize I got to do this to do this, you know?
Yes.
It's a lot, you know? It's a lot.
Absolutely. Yes. It is a lot. Yeah. And it also brought me the perspective of, I am here on this earth for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I promised myself that if I made it, which, you know, stage three is kind of up there. It's very treatable nowadays, but a lot of people can, you know, have complications during the treatment and stuff. But thank God I was very healthy and strong. And but I decided that I always knew my purpose here on Earth was to love and help myself and to love and help others, because it's one and the same, right?
Right.
If you love yourself, you can love others. And if you help yourself, you can help others.
Yeah.
And but now it's like everything I do has that purpose. So it, to be honest, cancer kind of like was a gift for me in my life, because it made me a much better person and it got me in touch with who I really am.
Right.
And what I'm here to who I'm here to be. Because sometimes you don't even have to do anything. It's just being, like you were saying, spreading love, you know.
If
you have joy and peace and love in you, that energy spreads. And it just, it's contagious. You know, when you're around somebody who's happy and peaceful, it's like, it's right.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to be around a bummer. Get the hell out of here. I don't need to be brought down anymore.
Girl, same. No, I stay away from that because it does, you kind of go to that energy field. You know, everything in this life, quantum physics, everything is energy and vibration. So
I know it
sounds so agey, but it's actually not.
Right. Well, where's the cancer book now? We need a comedy cancer book.
Girl, okay. Thank you for asking. I am working on my cancer comedy special, which I am going to shoot and finance it myself. And yes, and I would love for, you know, to offer that to the cancer community, because I know that a lot of people have told me, you know, we need the jokes, people that are going through the treatment or have been through it. Like, we need, and so, and because, you know, I went through the three things, you know, the surgery, the chemo, and radiation, so I cover everybody, to be honest. And I didn't have complications, but I did go to the ER a couple of times. During the treatment, just you know it's like it's crazy, but anyway, so that's coming. I was gonna write a book, but what I'm doing is on TikTok. I'm doing that series that I told you about.
And
I'm also posting that on YouTube and all my socials, so everything I post, it's like all throughout my socials and my platforms. So I also have relationship coaching stuff on the State of Grace shop. I have a bundle package if anybody is interested. I know I'm promoting myself like crazy, but you know, I know that a lot of people do need, in this day and age, you know, help, because the dating scene is quite crazy. Did you hear about the 4B movement?
No, what the hell is that? The what?
Okay.
The 4B as in boy?
The 4B movement. And then as now in, the 4B.
Wait. B as in boy?
Yes, and boy. Okay, so let me Google it, because I forget like exactly what
it is. The 4B movement.
I have not
heard of that.
Yes. Okay, so let me read to you what it is.
My
so
dating days are over. That's probably why I don't know anything about it. But anyway, go ahead.
I know
about this now.
Okay, so it's like the Me Too in South Korea that started in South Korea, and it's now coming here to the States.
Yeah.
That it's four principles of B that start with B in Korean.
Okay.
So these are rejecting sex, size rearing, dating, and marriage with men.
Not one of them started with the letter B.
I know, but because in Korean it's like the letter B works, but not in
English. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait a minute. The four Bs and not one. Say them again. Go ahead. Say them again.
Size rearing, dating, and marriage with men. So that's going on now. It's all over TikTok. And the guys are coming up with a 4G movement that I have to, let me see. I've Googled that because
I'm not. What is the G now? Oh, God.
I can't keep up.
I can't keep up anymore these days with this.
It's insane. And there's not a lot on it because it just started.
Yeah.
So, it's the guys like retaliating, like a big, or just like coming up
against it,
with that movement. So what I'm saying is, I feel like the timeline of today, the paradigm of the past, is really crumbling down, which I think is a good thing. That's my personal opinion. Because from that crumbling down, we can rebuild a better world. And one of the things that is affected is the relationship between heterosexual men and women. So, you know, and not necessarily a lot of women and men have found great people, and it's not, you know, that's not happening. But the people who are single now are going through, you know, the dating apps and everything. It's all
it's
hell
of a different. There's no interaction. Nobody wants to meet anybody in person anymore. There's no human touch, no human reaction.
Yeah, it's really different. And you know what? That's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that, you know,
that's why
there could be dating issues, because nobody is like one-on-one anymore. You know, we don't get together anymore. It's all on the computer.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
All
that's ridiculous.
Online. Yes.
Dating online,
so
there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, in general,
you need to go out. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, with the pandemic, I think we all kind of like, you know, dealt with staying in and not interacting as much. And I think that really screwed up the dating scene because I know for me, I went through it and it was like so weird. It was worse than ever because we were all trying to adapt to the new situation.
Right.
And we did inherit a lot of that, which is good. For example, I do a lot of tutoring and relationship coaching online, which is absolutely wonderful because we don't have to travel. We, you know, and we can do more things. But we also, I feel like we have to be aware that we do need that human connection. And so what I've been doing lately on purpose is meeting with friends at least once a week and going out to dinner or meeting with them in person because I don't want to lose that. It's just completely different than interacting on social media, typing stuff
or
you know, even on the phone. It's just, I feel like I believe in balance and I try to live a balanced life. You know, for me, that works. I don't know for other people, that might not be the case.
Right.
But that's one of the things, you know, that I really make it a point to look at my appointment book and I'm like, okay, this week I'm like, it's no human interaction as far as friends because I deal with, you know, people in my work. But it's like, we need our friends. Our friends are so important.
Yeah.
I feel, you know.
Yeah, friends, family, everybody,
Everybody, human interaction and connection, because we are social, you know, creatures. We really are. And, So I feel like I really can help people with the relationship coaching, not only because I was, you know, I'm certified by IAP, but I have a lot of experience, and all my comedy has always been about relationships. So I pay very special attention to that particular area of life.
I've never heard of the 4 B's or the 4 G's.
Girl.
Is it something they're doing in America or is it only in Korea?
No, it started in Korea, and now American women are just
adapting to
running
it,
with it. The single ones, you know, that are tired, that have had bad dating experiences. And again, the bad dating experiences go both ways. It's not just the women. The men also do have. And so I think what's happening is that it's not, we're not connected on the right frequency, on the same frequency. So I feel like, men and women have always been different, but now I think it's just the frequencies are like, the women are like on, I'm just going to make up a number, on 250, and the men are like on a billion frequency.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Completely like two completely different worlds. Mm. Again, not everybody, but most people. That seems to be the case, like the trend nowadays.
I'm telling you, I feel bad for these kids today and the future.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just grateful I grew up when I did. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm Gen X.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. I mean, I think we got the tail end, Gen X, we got the tail end of the boomer thing, you know, happening. Like everything was booming, but now we're catching both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the boom and then the not so boom.
Yeah.
Not booming right now.
Right.
So,
and we also got a little taste of the computer explosion too. We didn't get the full effect,
well, college,
but we got
it. Yeah, totally. In college, I was using a Mac. I mean, it was and so we trained from an early age.
Grace, in high school, we had a computer class. Guess what we had? A book.
What?
A book.
No, that's so funny.
A book.
That's so funny. My high school, it was in Argentina, and Argentina, you know, it's a little behind. So I'm sure if I would have grown up here in the States, I would have used computers in high school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a little behind in Argentina. But, yeah, no, I thank God that we caught that because we can keep up. Like, I'm a nerd. I can keep up with the stuff, you know, if they teach me something, I'm, like, on it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh no. See, I've got no creativity on it. If you teach me, I can do it. If you show me, I can do it. But I can't create on it myself. I'm totally illiterate on computer.
Oh yeah.
Although you know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like coding and all that. I don't know.
Oh, forget
that.
That.
We never learned
that. No. Who the hell can do that? You got to go to school for that. Yeah.
Girl, I know, but no kids. Listen, kids in high school learn it now because I tutor kids.
No.
They learn coding. It's a thing. Absolutely. Yeah, we just
I know it's a thing.
Computer.
I know. Yeah, I know. My son's going to school for computer science, so I know. I know he's going to. He's in college for that. But amazing, just crazy. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you real quick? I had heard that you know you've done acting jobs too as well. I mean, you're still acting. You were on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Yes, I was. Oh, girl, that was so fun.
But
so,
let me tell you this. I'm doing air quotes. You played the neighbor. So there was no real neighbor?
It's a reality show, but reality show.
I know
served.
It's a reality show, but you know,
you know what
like,
I'm saying?
He doesn't have a real neighbor. He didn't have obviously, it's bullshit. But anyway, tell us your experience on that show.
It wasn't that bullshit. The fact that we went to his house. And actually he liked me and my husband, the guy that played my husband. And
wait, you didn't even have your real husband.
No. We're friends to this day, but
No, I'm just saying that it's just such bullshit, the show.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, yes. Absolutely.
Oh my God. So go ahead. You and your actor husband go to Gene's house.
Yes. We had conversation with Gene. He was a lot of fun. Like, this is off camera. And he has a little, like, not a little, but like a sculpture of a waiter that moved.
Yeah.
And so if he likes you, he's going to scare you with that. Because he honestly did like me because he scared me. I was the only person he scared, you know, with that waiter thing. And I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it.
Not
me, but like the thing that he does. And I didn't know at the time. So he was like, he just tricked me into going close to it. And I don't know what he said, that the waiter statue thingy, robot, I don't know what the hell it was. It just moved and I screamed like a little girl. And he thought it was hilarious. So but he only that if he liked you.
Right. Imagine what he would do if he didn't like you. Oh my God!
Right?
We're talking about Gene Simmons, folks, from Kiss, by the way, if you don't know.
Yes, and his wife, lovely. She is. So
oh,
nice.
I love Shannon. Shannon Tweed. Yes,
she is
so sweet.
So nice. We had a scene together, but they did not put it. It was about you know, she was trying to be nice to me because I was a neighbor and we were like having a problem. I don't remember exactly how it went. This was years and years ago. And so we had a scene where I was trying like ridiculous clothes and she was like, oh, I look good or whatever. I think I was too much or something. And they did not put that. It was so fun. I had a blast with her. She's the sweetest.
Yeah.
She's so nice. Yeah.
So was that their real house?
That was their real house, yes.
Mm.
And then his son, I remember, showed up for a second. Very nice guy. Mm. So, no, it was lovely. They were, like, super normal and nice. Well, normal. He scares you with that waiter thing. But I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Other than that. Other than that and that tongue, right?
Oh, my God. Well, he did not go there. So, I don't know. I did not see. Let me see. I'm Googling it and see if it's online, but it's not.
The waiter?
Oh, no, what?
No, the waiter.
Oh, the waiter. Yes.
Is that what you're Googling?
I'm like, yeah, but no, there's nothing. Let me see. Statue. I don't know how to Google it. Statue, I guess.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't go to where.
Robotic, his robotic statue. I don't know. Gene Simmons.
Robotic. While I Google it, keep talking. Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
See.
Or animated robot waiter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It comes up like with like stuff like him as a robot. So
we'll have to look it up after the show.
I know, but I did that's what he does. So, and he did it to me. So that was fun. Yeah. So I had a lot of great experiences as an actress. It was It's a lot of fun. Yes.
Right. I was just gonna say. Well, at least it was an experience, and you worked with Gene Simmons and whatever. So,
oh, great.
So that must have been
it
fun.
It was amazing.
Any
acting
jobs coming up? Any acting jobs coming up? Anything on the schedule?
Not really. I'm producing my own content, and it's available on my website, the stateoffreeshop.com.
Right.
I have a lot of like my own content I'm creating. Like I said, the Diaz is a short that we created and produced with Stephanie Tejada, winning awards left and right. So that's, you know, one of my focus, one of the things I focus on. And I have other shows like Belle en Love. I have Maurice, the French ladies man that I'm going to shoot. I have tons of different shows. Golfing with Jose is another one that I'm going to shoot this weekend.
You're busy.
I'm shooting a lot, yeah. Because I can make money off my own content. So
Right.
So I can make a living. So it's not like, you know, in this business, I always felt like I was putting a lot of money into it and not getting it back. And so what I feel like, you know, yes, if I get, you know, an acting job at a soap opera or sitcom or whatever, that's fantastic. But I'm taking charge of my own artistic life. And so there's so many things you can do now as an artist. That you can, you know, be supported by people that want to see your art or to buy your art. And so I'm focusing on that right now more than anything.
Yeah. When's the last time you went back to Argentina?
Oh, my gosh. When my mom passed away in 2016,
The
last time I've been there. Thank you. Yeah. But I do have a lot of, like, my high school friends, and we stay in touch in the group on WhatsApp. You know, it's, like, 80 of us. And so it's really great. Yeah, it's really great to, like, hear from them, you know. It's just, and every time we got together when I went back, it was just like we were 15 again. It was just so great.
Exactly. What did they think of your career choice? Did they say, oh, we knew you were crazy?
Always, you know, I think I might be neurodivergent, and I've
What's neurodivergent? I can't even say it right now.
Divergent is not neurotypical, which means you can be in the spectrum. So I feel like I've always been different. I've always felt different, and So, yeah, so it wasn't a shock to them for sure.
I didn't think so.
They were like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, because it just doesn't come overnight, you know. I mean, you're either this or you're that your whole life. You know what
totally.
I mean? Your personality, it doesn't change. And if it does, you got a problem. I mean, then what's wrong?
Exactly. Yes. And my dad, before my dad passed away, he said to me, you know what? I always thought you were crazy.
Yes.
Now I know.
See?
Yeah, he's like, now I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. My dad was so funny. He was so cute.
Well, I know everybody can go to the website and find out where you're playing next, but tell us your next gig, your next comedy show on the air right now.
It is tonight at 9 p.m.
Oh, my God. You got a show tonight and you're hanging out with me?
Yes.
Oh, God,
girl,
don't talk
you
about
me.
Please, please don't talk about me at your show. Please,
oh,
I beg you.
Oh, no.
I beg you.
Don't worry. I have to try new material, so it's
yeah,
it's
I know,
good.
And you're going to say, I talked to this girl today. Oh, my God, is she a mess.
She's a hot mess.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. No, don't worry. I'm not going to talk about you.
I'm only kidding. Listen, I've been called worse. I've been talked about worse. It's okay. Go ahead. Knock them out.
I hear you. But for those who are not in L.A.,
yes.
You can actually tune in to
a show
that I've been producing for 10 years. It's my Love at First Laugh brand, and this one is a stand-up show called Love Gone Funny. And I have incredible comedians. It's only just four of us. They're all kick-ass. They're amazing. And it's the female point of view on relationships without the roses and romance. So that's the tagline of the show. And it's at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time on plausible.com. And it's plausable.com. You can sign up for free. And register for the show. If you need all that information, it's all in my socials, the link to the show, everything. But that's going to be a kick-ass show. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yes. Well, folks, if you want to know more about Grace, you want to go see her, you want her books, Love at First X, Self-Help Edition, Love at First X, the Comedy Edition, and The Double Life of Grace. You got to go to her website. It's thestateofgraceshop.com. You can get that and more. I mean, Grace, I don't know how you keep going. I really don't. I don't know.
I
mean,
I don't
it sounds
either.
Like it, you got so much going on. But listen, you're a fighter. You kicked cancer's ass. So there you go. You're one rough, tough cream puff. So you got this, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know how strong I was until I got cancer.
You never do. We never know how strong we are until we're given our battles, you know?
You know what? We're not only strong as humans, but we're also magical and powerful beings. But they never taught us that. They don't teach that in schools.
Right. Yep.
We're amazing beings. And I think there's a big awakening going on right now as far as how amazing humans are. And I feel like more and more people, you know, the system is crumbling down, the old paradigm, the old system, including celebrity culture, people, all the icons, everything is falling. And you know, people are seeing through the bullshit. A lot of people are. And this is not a political thing because I'm neither nor. I'm not a political person, religious or anything. I'm just observing, you know, and I feel like we are going towards a better world. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but I do feel that we are. At least I'm going to jump into the timeline where the world is awesome. I keep jumping timelines, girl. Now that I know quantum physics, I'm a timeline jumper. You know, like I want to be in the timeline where I'm cancer free. The world is awesome. Boom, let's go.
Right. Well, we're just gonna wait for everybody else to catch up to us. That's all. That's the thing. Everybody else got to get on board too. You know.
Yes, but I think a lot of people are, and that's what I feel like we're not. In this paradigm, it's not about preaching to other people and telling them what to do as in the old paradigm. I feel like what we need to do, and a lot of people are doing, a lot of us are doing, is just spreading the love, spreading the joy, the peace, and being vulnerable and telling our stories, because I feel like now it's both for people, for the regular folk, you know, and, you know, there's like, I feel like that, well, we're not going to get into it, but there's platforms, you know, that want to be, they want to ban them, I feel, because people are connecting there and a lot of shit is coming out and truth and some bullshit, of course, a lot of people like, you know, with weird theories and shit like that. But
yes.
Yeah, but I feel like our job, if we have awakened to the fact that everything we've been taught is social constructs and bullshit, I feel like all we need to do is just be and spread the love, the joy, and the peace that we have.
Right.
And that's it. That's all we need to do. We don't need to actually do, just be.
Right. And mind your damn business. And mind your damn business.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because, when people
know,
live.
Yes. Yes. Because, well, I feel, okay, so I feel like division, divide and conquer, right? So, of course, the powers that be want to keep us divided. And I feel like everybody, a lot of people are falling for that. That's why I don't ever say you're wrong, I'm right, or I'm wrong, you're right. Because nobody's right and nobody's wrong. It's just different points of view. And if we start to respect our different points of view, even if they seem awful to us, then if you're open to accepting, then if you just are there with love and peace and joy, that might spread to the people that are in division and all of that. But we need to be with no judgment and just plain acceptance. I feel like that, at least in my journey, it's the next step. Of course, I'm always going to make fun of stuff, but that's just my comedy, which is a different thing. But as far as like division and, you know, we need, I always say if one day humanity unites and it's, comes from love, everything they do, we all do, is from love, the world will change like 180 degrees.
Yep.
That would be the war, the real revolution.
Yep. What the world needs now is love.
Yeah, they sang it. They sang it, girl.
Yep. It's just crazy. But Grace, oh my God, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm so glad we finally connected and made this happen. And I appreciate your patience with the back and forth on the emails and the time, blah, 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 all that
crap.
Girl,
all
good.
It's part of life.
Yeah. So, but we made it happen, and I'm so glad we finally connected and got to talk. And oh my God, good luck with everything. You got so much going on, and take it slow, but take it easy, and do it. You know, and do it. Like you said, whatever makes you happy. And folks, go to her website, thestateofgraceshop.com, and check out her podcast, The State of Grace. Or I mean, you've got so much happening, my friend. And I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And for my
go ahead.
My links, you can go to Linktree. It's link.tree/GraceFraga.
There you go.
Well, linktree.com/GraceFraga. Yes, that's what it is.
Yep.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, Fraga, is that short for something?
No, it's actually my last name. It's from
I
Northern Spain.
Yes, I thought maybe you shortened it. You know, your stage name, you know.
Oh, no, I know. It's kind of like I was born with a stage name.
Yeah, there you go. Like you know, your porn name is your first pet in the street you lived on. So, you know, when you grew up. So, you know.
That is so funny. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Grace, thank you so much. Thanks for making me laugh. I needed that. And all the best. And please come back anytime. And I listen, folks, she's got She's got that cancer, comedy cancer book coming out too. And that's always, we need that too. Everybody needs to be happy. Be happy, folks. There's too much misery
Absolutely.
In this world. Too much
Absolutely.
Going on.
Listen, once you get cancer and you realize how short your life could be.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm not wasting my time anymore.
Yep.
You know, that was
a
big revelation.
Whole new perspective. Yep. Exactly.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, well, Grace, thank you again. Everybody, Grace Fraga.
Thank you.
Go to her website, thestateofgraceshop.com, and listen, you take care, and let's keep in touch.
You too. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. Thank you
Bye-bye,
for
Grace.
Me
oh, thank
blast.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye,
You're
bye
welcome.
Everybody.
Bye,
bye Grace. Thanks,
bye.
Grace. Grace Fraga, everybody. Listen, I'm telling you, talk about me tonight. I'm going to find you.
You're so funny.
I'm only kidding. Grace, have a great show tonight, and thank you again.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, I got to get you on TikTok. I got to follow you on TikTok, so I got to start seeing some of your content, too.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be great. I'd love to have you on that page.
Yeah, I followed you on Facebook. You didn't have friend me, so I had to follow you.
Oh, yeah, because I have, like, I hit the limit. I have two profiles on Facebook, so you might want to, like, you give me, okay, I'm going to find you.
Wait a minute. Does that mean I reached mine, too, if I can only be followed now?
I don't know. I think probably me. You went to my older profile, and it's... Yeah, what is your, okay, so
just my name, Joanne Barton, Barton, but I mean, I have people,
I
have people following me now, so it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I don't know if I, does that mean that I've reached my quota, or whatever you want to call it?
I think, I just sent you a friend request. I followed
you,
and I sent you a friend request, so if you accept me. I sent it to you from the profile that I can still accept friends.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. Excellent. Excellent. I'm going to post the show after we get off, too, so you'll be able to listen to
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Excellent.
Post everything. Yes.
Oh, you're too good. All right, Grace, thank you again. Have fun tonight, and come back when your new book is out. And, go to her website, thestateofgraceshop.com, for all her other books, or where her shows, where she's going to be, how you can get in touch with her for her relationship advice and everything else she does. It's not a bad thing being ADHD. We do get something done eventually.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, Grace. Thank you. Have
All right,
a good
girl.
Night. Okay. Take care.
Thank
it was
you.
Great
you
talking
too,
to
dear.
You. All right, everybody.
Same here.
Grace Fraga. Take care, honey.
Woo!
Have a good night. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. What fun. I needed that. Before we get on the air, I was telling her about my crazy day, or it's just been my crazy last 3 weeks has been insane. It's been so nuts that I showed up to two appointments on Saturday and they're not till next Saturday. And that has never, ever, ever, ever happened to me before. I just literally am, my brain is just fried. So, but I needed that. That was a good laugh. And what a sweetheart. And what a survivor, cancer survivor, all this stuff she does, comedian, actress, writer, producer, lifestyle guru. She's the leader of the State of Grace. We didn't even touch on that. And, you know, she's got all this content she's putting out and the three books. And, but a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun. I needed that. So, again, thank you again to Grace Fraga. Go to gracefragashop.com and you'll find out all that information about Grace and all those links she was throwing out. Usually when the guest says them, I write them down, but she has too many. I mean, when I talk, I doodle, so I doodled all over the page. So I ran out of space to write them too. But thank you again to David Peyton from Pilot yesterday. I'm going to close with his song. Well, you know what? Yeah, I want to do that. Let's do that. All right. So I don't know when I'm going to see you next. The day gig has been a little busy, so it's been hard trying to get. I'm ready to come back. I just am crazily busy. So, but yeah, I got nothing for you right now, but I promise we'll post it. And you can always go to the website, applauseradioshow.com, and see who's coming up. I just got to get some folks. I just got to reach out to them and confirm with them. So we will make that happen. I promise. I promise. I promise. So in the meantime, Grace Fraga, the State of Grace shop.com. Thank you so much, Grace, and everybody have a good night. I'll see you when I see you. I'll be back as soon as I can. Take care. Have a good night. Oh, we didn't even talk about the eclipse. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. We'll have to talk about that another time. It only happens once every 30 years or whatever. But anyway, we didn't talk about it. Everybody and their mother's probably talking about it. And I'm curious to know how many spins Bonnie Tyler got today and leading up to today of Total Eclipse of the Heart. I'm going to look it up tomorrow on the internet to see if it's on there, and I'm going to Google it. I'm going to see if there's a number. I'm really curious, but in any event, she's probably very happy that they played her song so many times. So that's great. Great song, too. So, all right, folks. Have a good night. Grace, thank you so much for hanging out. I hope everybody has a great week. We will be back, I promise, as soon as we can. So thanks for listening to Applause Radio Show. And can't wait to be back and bring you some more great guests. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Never seen a day.